Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got Brother Mike and Lori Reeves up. They're going to be singing, "That's When I Got Saved." Hope it's a blessing as you listen.
Raised in a family where I learned God's word, but I hadn't been changed by the truth I had heard. And that's when God opened my heart and my mind, and I understood for the very first time. I was moved when thought of God's Son on a cross, where I knew He should not have been. I was humbled to see that compassion for me held Him there beneath the weight of my sin. I was touched by His love, still that wasn't became holy ground. So ask me the way to find mercy and grace, and I'll tell you one step at a time what took place. I was moved when I thought of God's Son on a cross, where I knew He should not.
Amen. That was Brother Mike and Miss Lori Reeves singing When I Got Saved. Amen. I appreciate that good song. We're going to be looking today at the subject, a worldly title that was changed by a wonderful Savior, out of Mark chapter number 10. And we're looking at blind Bartimaeus. We're going to see today the identification of the blind man. He was identified by the town and he was identified by the crowd. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
I want to preach on a thought today before I read the text, on the thought of worldly title that was changed by a wonderful Savior. A worldly title that was changed by a wonderful Savior. Can I just tell you this morning that I'm not the man that I used to be. Since I met the Savior, I'm not the man that I used to be. I want you to look down there in verse number 46. And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Notice the text right here. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth for thee. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. The first thing I want to look at this morning is found in verse number 46. And I want to look first of all at the identification of the blind man. Look at verse number 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus is identified in the text. Notice that. The son of Timaeus. And notice where he was located. He was sat by the highway side begging. We find first of all that this blind man was identified as one who was connected to the town. He was connected to the town. That word Jericho right there means the city of moon, which probably had to do with the amount of people or the amount of folks that were in that area who worshiped the moon god. But I'm talking about a false religion, a false worship. And I tell you, I've got to thinking about that place called Jericho. I don't know this, but it could have been this morning that blind Bartimaeus was sitting on the outside of this place called Jericho. And while the moon people came around, and while he sat there begging, while they might have given him some money, and while they might have given him some things, can I tell you, I'm telling you this morning, the moon god could not help him, amen. He still was up by the highway side of begging. But then there's some that's thought that that Jericho has also the meaning of a place of fragrance. A place of fragrance. Now Jericho is a natural oasis in the desert where countless freshwater springs can be found. And I got to thinking about that freshwater for just a little while and down there in the land of Jericho. And as you think about it, you know, Jericho was the place. It was there that Joshua, amen, marched around the walls. Y'all remember that, amen, over there. It was a place, can I tell you, that was a walled city at one time. But as they come through the town this time, they don't speak about no walls. Why? Because the walls were taken down. We're finding now that Jericho was a city where one sat by the highway side. He was a begging. He was a looking for alms. He was looking for help. Why? Because he had a physical condition. I think he also had a spiritual need. I'll tell you this morning, while he was identified as being a blind beggar, can I tell you, he was in a place where there were some weird people. But I can also tell you this, he is also in a place of goodness. You can say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a place where he could be helped with some water. Amen. Almost every time you see Jesus pass through an area, it's always connected to water. Why are you saying that? Because we're washed by the water, by the word. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that well that springs up in the everlasting life. Can I tell you, we was talking about it the other night, to get under the spout where the glory runs out, even at the end of the conduit. Hey, listen, I will tell you this morning, thank God, if you'll get in the right place, you'll get some help, amen. Can I tell you, while blind Bartimaeus might have not been able to get to the right place, I tell you, I'm glad that Jesus could get to where he is at, amen. He's identified with the town. He's identified as a beggar. But notice this, he's identified by the crowd. He's identified by the crowd. Notice in the middle of the verse, we see that there was a great number of people. And blind Bartimaeus was consumed. He was in part of that crowd. But notice this, he was identified by name. We see also that this man's name was mentioned specifically. This man who was specifically named in the text is called by his condition. First of all, the Bible said that he was blind. The Bible said he was a beggar. It speaks, that blindness seems to speak of the world's darkness. Can I tell you the spiritual condition of the world is this morning? This world is full of darkness. But I'm telling you, there's a light. Oh, there's a light that's offered by God. You don't have to walk in darkness this morning. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Amen. There's a spiritual darkness out there, friend. There's a darkness of damnation. There's a demonic realm that's out there in the world. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're lost this morning, you're walking in the darkness. You know why we have joy in the middle of bereavement? Because I tell you, I've got a light on the inside, amen. I've got a joy that passes all understanding. I tell you, you understand this morning that had it not been for this, we'd weep our tears and we'd pull our hair out and not know what to do. But I got a hope this morning beyond the graveyard. I see that his name, Bartimaeus. Listen, I didn't know this till I studied this out. That word Bartimaeus means son of uncleanliness. Son of uncleanliness. Now, as I begin to research that meaning of the name of Bartimaeus, I begin to think about the son of uncleanliness. I begin to wonder if it might have been his father's fault that he was blind to begin with. I don't know this. But the son of uncleanliness, now let me say this, it marches all the way back to a time in the very beginning. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about, listen, we're all the son of uncleanness. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I'm talking about over there in Adam and Eve's day. I'm talking about the command that God gave Adam and Eve, right? God gave Adam and Eve a specific task. He said, you can eat of all the trees of the garden, but this one tree of good and evil, thou should not eat of it. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat of it. For the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. We find that Adam disobeyed God. And all of us are the sons of uncleanness. When looking at our righteousness today, our righteousness, the Bible said, is nothing but filthy rags. Oh, we're a bunch of misfits this morning. Look here. You can look across a pew and say, I'm more holy than thou. You can look across a pew and say, hey, I'm better than this one and I'm better than that one. You can look outside the church and compare yourself to somebody this morning that's in the place of the world. But can I tell you this morning, we're all unrighteous. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Boy, I think this morning reading the text, we also discover that Bartimaeus has a father, and his name is Timaeus. And so it identifies with the fact that blind Bartimaeus has an earthly relationship, for he is the son of a man named Timaeus. You say, preacher, what are you trying to see? I think that the writer in the text wanted us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt this was not a figment of some man's imagination. That blind Bartimaeus wasn't thought up of and just written down. But he had an earthly relationship that tied him in to the text. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying that he's saying here that he's not just a blind man, but he is identified as blind Bartimaeus. And if you want to go a little farther in his history, you can go look up his father's line as well. Say, what's that got to do with me, preacher? Every single one of us have an earthly relationship, but not every single one of us have a heavenly relationship. Some of us this morning are saved by the grace of God. We've seen the light, been born again with the glorious Savior. But can I tell you, they son this morning that's never been born again, never been saved. They've got an earthly relationship. They do have a earthly father, but they don't have a heavenly father because they never asked him to be.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.